Okay, good morning and welcome to our meeting of the Board of Commissioners. As usual, we will begin with, and we'll look to the audience for volunteers for prayer, reading, or thought, and then for someone to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. See, the mics might not be working. Testing. There we go. I think they're working. Okay, welcome to our meeting of the Board of County Commissioners. As usual, we'll begin looking to the audience for volunteers for a prayer, reading, or a thought, and for someone to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Do we have any volunteers?
I'll do the prayer.
Okay, we have a prayer
I'll
the pledge, please.
Dear Father in heaven, we're grateful for this wonderful morning to be able to meet and discuss the needs of the county. We're grateful for the opportunity that we have to convene together and to do things that will benefit the citizens of the county. And we are grateful for all of our blessings and our happiness and prosperity. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Please rise and repeat the pledge with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will now go through the process of building our agenda. There is a published consent and regular agenda. Everything which we do not hold off for discussion will be automatically placed on the consent agenda as approved, unless noted otherwise. Anything on the first ad page?
13 is a strike on.
Okay, we'll strike item 13 from the consent agenda. I will actually ask that we hold number 8 and number 10 for discussion.
And continue number 15.
And continue number 15 for 1 week, or until our next meeting. Okay.
We hold number 17.
Hold number 17.
And number 29.
And number 29. Okay. On regular agenda item number 1, was this intended to be on here today?
Yes. So we do have a point of condition with that one. So we can either hold it or I can explain the condition. We could probably move to consent. The condition would be that we approve as written with the condition that the bond is held until the ditch is repaired. And Helena's, the developer, is actively working on that repair. It's just not done yet, but this would allow it to move forward. The bond would be held until that is completed. And that's the drain ditch that mitigates flooding risk.
Let's just hold that, and then we can just deal with that on the agenda. Let's hold number 2. I know that this is, so I'm not this, I don't have an expectation that this, that we need to do this, but I would still prefer that we continue number 3 and 4 for one more meeting.
Okay.
And, okay, anything else? All right. So moving into our agenda, I think it would make sense for us to address regular agenda item number 2 first. Commissioner Ivey.
Yeah, so obviously this is, we've had a lot of discussion over this over the course of the last year. We had the Good Governance Advisory Board who did an extensive amount of work and research into this. And I think one of the key components that I took away from their report was this concept of a separation of duties, responsibilities, and powers that were inherent with some checks and balances, creating a distinctive executive and legislative body. As we've gone through an extensive process and met with citizens, one of the concerns is the size and cost. And so this particular proposal today would incorporate those core principles as identified by the Good Governance Advisory Board by creating a separation of powers, a distinctive executive and legislative body with a legislative body that has a check and balance on the executive. It would create representative districts so that each member of the county had a local, guaranteed local representative to speak for them on the council. And then with this particular plan, there are some costs obviously involved, but interestingly enough, as my office has been able to work down through this and come up with salaries for the elected officials and the elected officials and staffs, we're able to come to a compensation rate that gives us a 34% savings over our current form of government. That will give the five council members a salary of $20,000 annually with no benefits, a mayor with $120,000 salary with benefits, a deputy mayor at $80,000 with benefits, and an assistant to the council salaried at $65,000 with benefits. And that total package saves the taxpayers over $34,000. So we've addressed the concerns of trying to keep it smaller.
34%.
34%, sorry. Yeah. Trying to keep it smaller and also more cost effective on the taxpayer. As a result, I would like to see this move forward to see if the voters approve of this.
I support this. In my opinion, there's no better recipe for good government than increasing the number of informed, engaged, principled people participating in the democratic process and as voters and candidates. And I think that placing this on the ballot, my hope is that that will be the result. And we can have a lot of discussion for the next 10 months about what is the right form of government for Utah County. I'm really grateful for the work of the Good Governance Advisory Board as well, that came, studied this, gave us recommendations. While there are some departures, I think the departures have been mainly focused, as Commissioner Ivey said, on cost and making sure that spending is limited and the size of government is limited. And hopefully, as a result, people won't be as focused on that issue and there can be a discussion about the value of separation of powers, the value of geographic districting. And I look forward to that conversation this year.
I obviously have a different opinion. First, I want to start off with that I don't see any form of government, necessarily different that we have available to us as being evil. I think they're just different. And there's different obstacles, challenges, and benefits that come from every form of government that's out there. We have had an extensive one-year process in which we've gone back and forth, and there's been a lot of history there, a lot of things being said. But as what I have learned from this process, being heavily involved in it and sitting at dining room tables with individuals, there's a pretty big group out there that doesn't quite know what to think. It's not that they're for or against. They just don't know what to think. So the education part of that is pretty massive. They just don't know what direction to go, nor do they in some cases know exactly what county does and how it goes through that process of accomplishing what it needs to do. And so with that, and going through a process of trying to collect signatures and see people face to face and visiting with them, there is a couple things that I have learned along the way. One is that we had one group that went and collected petitions for the mayor council forum. We had another group that went out there and was looking for a 5-member commission forum. And both groups didn't get enough support to merit putting it on the ballot that way. But through this conversation process, I've found that most of the people that I've talked to and been involved with, and thousands, there was thousands turned in the other day. There was one thing pretty clear, and that was is there's a real reluctance for growing government. Cost is one of those things that we can talk about, but cost is one of those things that are relative for the time period that it's in. It's not necessarily for the future. And so I look forward to the debate. I assume this will go forward as a 2-to-1 vote. But again, I've talked with a lot of people, and this growing in government, even from a 3-to-5, was a tough talk. And to go to a mayor council forum is going to be a tough sell, I think, across the county. We saw up in Weber County an item that went on their ballot up there, and it was, which I like. I like the fact that they had the ability to ask the question, should we change the form of government first? And that failed miserably. They said, no, we don't want to. So it will be an interesting discussion this year as it goes forward. I think that it's going to be one that we will talk about separation of powers. I've said over and over, we're not the federal government. We're never set up as a federal government. We don't have equal branches of government, legislatively, executively. One of my main concerns was that the executive is actually consolidation of power down to one. And I think that has some problems to it. So with that, I will be voting no on this, and we'll have that debate this year as well.
Great. Sounds good. I will go ahead then and move that we adopt regular agenda item number 2.
Second.
I'll let you.
That's fair. Well, okay, I'll suspend the rule so I can second it.
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
That passes 2-to-1. Okay. Back to our consent agenda. Item number 8. Do we have anyone here from? This is an IT.
Ralph, it's, I don't know if you've got maybe the answers, hopefully.
Perhaps. Yeah, any questions?
I'm just curious. I think there is a budgetary impact of this staffing change.
Yes, there is.
And is this one of the line items in the budget
that
has been approved?
Well, so my question is similar. It's $2,249 less than what was budgeted than the cost estimate. So that's my concern.
Okay. I can tell you that we do an analysis each time we actually post a position, and we look at the wage rate that we're expecting to hire them in at and the cost of benefits, currently. So that may have changed slightly since the request was made by the IT department September of last year. So I suspect that may be the variation. So are you saying that what we're asking for now is less than what was approved?
$2,249 less was budgeted than the cost estimate.
Yeah.
So
I would just say that's a change in the rates that we were expecting to pay in.
Well, no, I mean, you're saying less than the budgeted. So it's
we don't have it.
Yeah, it's more than we budgeted.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the words on that.
I was thrown off a little bit by that. So I guess you would have to look at that they have several, I think they have 4 or 5, that are approved, and there would have to be an adjustment made in the amount approved for all those positions. And so we would have to make sure we didn't exceed that. But this is an expectation. And as you know, we won't know the exact impact until we make an offer for the position.
Is there an imminent hiring right now?
Yes. Well, I know the job is posted, and I know that he's actively recruiting and very anxious to fill this position as soon as possible.
Could we hold this for 1 week? Or
I would think that would be a problem, but I guess I would suggest that we go forward, and we need to keep track of what we're actually offering for the position, and you would need to be informed of that so we could make an adjustment in the staffing plan. Yeah. If need be.
Yeah, I would be inclined to wait as well, just for
agreed.
This should be a staffing plan should never come forward unless there's already budget available for that position and that change. And so we got to take care of that first.
Okay.
So.
All right. We will hold off on that.
Okay.
I'll wait for guidance.
I'll make a motion that we continue this to our next commission meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0. Item number 10. Richard, I just had a question. It looked like this expired, this contract.
Yeah, that was my question too. It terminated on 12/31/2019. Unless it needs to be updated,
This is actually work that was done just prior to the end of the year. It was an emergency repair on a skylight down at the security center. So the work is already complete. In consultation with the attorney's office and the purchasing agent, it felt like we needed to do a contract, even though it is after the fact. But it was an emergency repair that we had to do down there. So that's why the date, it actually happened prior to the end of the year.
My only concern is that we do have emergency procedures mm-hmm. that we can go through to get work like this done. And it seems like, the work's done.
Yeah, it
granted,
is.
Granted, I get it. But it didn't follow those procedures for emergency work.
That's correct. We missed it on that, so.
Okay.
Noting that comment that it'd be better to follow the procedure, the work has been done. I would entertain a motion on this.
Yeah, I'll move to approve consent agenda item number 10.
Stay up here, Richard. No, that one was continued.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Number 17.
Oh, sorry. We got to approve this one. So we have a motion on number 10.
Okay, sorry.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. A second? Okay. Sorry.
We got a motion and a second on number 10. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That passes 3-0.
I got to get used to this. but I got a second.
17.
Okay, 17. I see what we're doing here with FEMA and so forth. My question is that do we have an estimate on coming up with a local match? And where's that money coming from if we get this money?
That I don't know for sure yet. This is just the application process at this point. We don't know that we'll get funded or not through FEMA. I had a conversation with Commissioner Ainge last week regarding the same thing. One thing that I think that we definitely need to do as a county, because of the nature of the tunnel there at Thistle and how it carries the Spanish Fork River, I believe we need to go to the state and try to get a good share of that money from the state. I do think that we need to look at ways to acquire that. The only thing we can't use other federal money. So okay. State money is allowable, county money is allowable for that match. We just can't use federal.
So if I'm hearing you then, this is just the application, and it's not binding us.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, that's yeah, I'm good with that. It'll be
similar to like our NRCS process that we've gone through this last summer, where once they award it, we will have an agreement that comes before the commission to actually accept that award. That will be the time that we're bound to provide that local match. So.
Okay.
And I think our hope, Commissioner Lee, in working with Richard on this particular issue, was that we could get the state to help significantly with that match.
Yeah.
You know, if not all, but at least a large portion, and then we can work within budget.
And if we get to that point
somewhere else to find the remaining funds.
And if we get to that point and can't find the local match, then we simply don't accept the award from FEMA. So.
Okay, fair enough. I'll make a motion then that we approve and authorize the commission chair to sign the sponsor letter as stated, number 17 on our consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on 17. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0. Number 29.
Okay, on 29, in reading through this, I know it's a ratification. I didn't see it. I didn't see the, it didn't come to me. I'll just put it that way. But I have a concern with the paragraph. The paragraph one is incorrect when it states that there was not budgeted money for this. There was $35,000 of budgeted money. And so, I again, I know it's a ratification. The letter's probably already sent, but I'll be voting no on it. One, because the letter that was sent out was incorrect according to what we have for budgeted money.
Okay. And I'm recalling that conversation now. Yeah, certainly there was not budgeted enough to support that ongoing contract, but yet there was a small amount devoted to
$35,000 to finish the contract.
To finish it.
That was to finish the contract, you know, at least through the, you know, through the year, which was, if we entered that contract, I figured that we'd at least finish the contract, unless they pulled out. But anyway, that's the reason I'll be voting no on a ratification, which is an awkward one, because I think it's incorrect.
Okay.
Okay, I'll move that we ratify consent agenda item number 29.
I'll second it for the vote.
Okay, motion and second on 29. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
That passes 2-1.
Okay, I can speak to the regular agenda
number one.
So this is a development happening out in the Benjamin area. When they started this, they covered an essential dirt drain ditch that prevents flooding in the region. It was brought to our attention by some of the local residents there. We've spoken with Helena Carter-Thomas in regards to restoring that drain ditch. She's worked with her contractors. They've agreed to restore that dirt drain ditch. And so the proposal today would be to approve regular agenda item number one with the condition that the bond is held until the ditch is fully repaired. And that allows them to continue to move forward with their project, but it ensures that that bond isn't released until that flood mitigation is back in place.
Makes sense.
Okay, I would move then that we approve regular agenda item number one with the condition as stated.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve regular agenda item number one with the stated conditions. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That passes 3-0. Okay, do we have any need for closed sessions?
Well, I'll make a motion, since I haven't done this for a while. I'll make a motion that we strike items number 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Made that easy for you.
Yes.
Second.
Jump right in.
We have a motion and a second to strike 5, 6, 7, and 8. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That passes 3-0.
Motion to adjourn.
Well, there's no work session item scheduled. Any public comment? Seeing none, final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.